Nonprofit art and cultural organizations at Young Place are receiving $4.1 million in funding to purchase and preserve their rented spaces, the City of Toronto announced Wednesday. The city said it will be allocating nearly $1.5 million to purchase spaces at 180 Shaw Street, while the federal government, through the Canada Cultural Spaces Fund, is investing more than $2.6 million for stabilizing the future of these spaces. Young Place has been a cornerstone of Toronto's artistic community, providing essential space for creativity and collaboration. By ensuring that artists and organizations remain in their workspaces, we are preserving a vital part of our city's cultural fabric, said Mayor Olivia Chow in a statement. Organizations that received funding at Young Place include Center for Indigenous Theatre, Intergalactic Arts Collective, Koffler Center of the Arts, Small World Music, and Inspirit Foundation, who is purchasing units on behalf of Paperhouse Studio and Toronto Potters Guild. Childcare spaces are also being protected, the city said, adding that College Montrose Children's Place, an early-on childcare center, received funding. Young Place was previously managed by Toronto Artscape Inc., a not-for-profit organization that provided affordable housing and workspaces to artists in Toronto for decades. In 2023, Artscape announced they were insolvent and the city started negotiations with the organization's creditors. In early 2024, Artscape officially entered receivership, which put hundreds of affordable homes and workspaces in danger. The city says it has now secured all Artscape spaces. After successfully arguing in court to exclude 91% of the tenancies from the receivership process, the remaining 9% are protected and can remain in their homes and workspaces, the city claims. I am so proud that Young Place will continue to be an institution for community gathering, artistic expression and nurturing the next generation of culture makers, locally and across Toronto, said Deputy Mayor Asma Malik. The city said it has also committed $590,700 to acquire two affordable homes at 210 Simcoe Street, which reportedly ensures long-term affordability for residents. With files from Aidan Chamundi.